Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary worship, and no ordinary praise here today, praise the Lord, on Daily Fire. Praise the Lord. I have a powerful word for you today. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ with a new topic. Live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is when you can see it but can't reach it. When you can see it but cannot reach it. And we're coming from the book of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. Again, that's 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I not only teach but take your questions, comments, and prayer requests live on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But your best bet to ensure that you don't miss either podcast is to follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or the letters DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text so that you know you're following. And then Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive the recording of Daily Fire in case you couldn't tune in live. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when Real Talk goes live, you'll receive a reminder text which contains a link to call in as well as a link to tune in online. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Make sure you visit there today to send me your prayer request. Get this information so that you follow the podcast. Send me your testimonies and make sure you sow a seed to help support the ministries of the Lord, especially considering that we'll now be launching out into live television on TBN. Make sure you go there today and do those things. Okay, let's go to the words. I am in John chapter 5. Verses 1 through 9, reading from the KJV. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Catch this, brothers and sisters. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise up, take thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and just say hallelujah. Just tell God hallelujah again. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. When you can see it, but can't reach it. Oh, glory to God. So many times in life, brothers and sisters, we can see where we are supposed to be. We can envision the life that God has prepared for us. We can see ourselves working in the ministry. We can see ourselves, you know, saving souls. We can see ourselves living in the house that we want, driving the kind of vehicle that we want. We can see ourselves, you know, walking across the stage to get those degrees. We can see ourselves at the altar, glory to God, getting married. We can see ourselves healed and whole. We can see whom we want to be. We can see whom we are destined to be. You see, most of the times, the problem is not seeing it. The problem is we can't reach it. We don't know how to get there. And if we do know how to get there, we don't have the resources or the assistance that we need to get to that point. You know how it is when you are planning a great destination or vacation. For example, for me, I've always wanted to go to Rome. You know, I've always wanted to go to see the Colosseum. I've always wanted to go to Athens, you know, different places around the world, if you will. I've always wanted to go see the Eiffel Tower in Paris, so many different places. And I can see myself there in my mind taking those selfies and just praising God for all of the things that he's done in my life to allow me to get to that point. I see myself at the altar getting married. I can tell you the exact day and time. I see all of these things. I see my whole family saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, being used by Christ. I see my son, glory, using the intellect that the Lord has given him and that anointing that is on him to help bring in a younger generation. I see so many things, glory. I see it. But there were many years of my life that I couldn't reach it. When you can see it, but can't reach it. Anyone ever been there? Anyone there right now? In the book of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, that I just read unto you, that was the situation of this lame man who'd been lame for 38 years, who was sitting there in Jerusalem by the pool of Bethesda, waiting for the angel to come and trouble the waters. Because whenever the angel came to trouble the waters, healing was in the midst. Change was in the midst. The ability to not only see himself healed, but to actually be healed was right there in his very presence. But there was a problem, you see. When the angel troubled the water to bring about healing through that pool, it was the first person who made it in that was healed. So when Jesus encountered this lame man and he began to have conversation with him, understanding that this lame man was there and he wanted to be made whole, but it said in verses 1 through 9 that there were many, many ill folk there, those who were blind, those who were withered, those who were lame. Everybody could see it. Everyone could envision, even if they couldn't see it naturally, their healing. But there was an issue in being able to reach it. So Jesus asked him, do you want to be made whole? And he replied, yes, I do, but you see, I have a problem here. I can see it, but I can't reach it. And every time that the angel troubles the waters, I began my journey to reach my victory, to reach my wholeness, to reach my healing. But because there are others who can move faster than me, they reach the water before I do. And so here I am left to, you know, just kind of tread back to the place where I was, waiting again until the opportunity comes when the angel will trouble the water. We know sometimes in life we hear that cliche, opportunity only knocks once. But here in this man's situation, opportunity knocked repeatedly. But the problem is that he couldn't get to it of his own volition fast enough when it knocked. But here came on this day Jesus. I said, here came Jesus. Do you understand the significance of that statement? Because whenever Jesus comes into your midst, he brings with him supernatural opportunity, divine blessing, divine healing, divine reconciliation, whatever it is that you need. When Jesus comes, you no longer have to wait on the angel to trouble the water, because everything that you need is embodied within him. When you can see it but cannot reach it, Jesus came into his presence and he asked the question, wilt thou be made whole? Glory. And so after the man answered and explained this situation, Jesus then, glory, resolved the situation for that man, henceforth and forevermore. He said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately it said, not an hour later, not the following day, not the following month, but immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. This is what today, brothers and sisters, God has sent me to remind you of, an encouragement that it may have been up until this point that you could see the new you, you could see the purpose you, you could see yourself walking out every promise of Christ, every blessing of the Lord, but you did not have the ability to reach it. You didn't have the money, or you didn't have the time. You didn't have the education. You didn't have the knowledge. You did not have the self-esteem or the confidence. You didn't have the right last name, the right pedigree, or the right credentials. But Jesus said, I bring the supernatural anointing of Christ into your life. And when I come in, I make up for everything that you lack to cause you, hallelujah, to be able to reach your purpose, reach your destiny, reach your healing. Wilt thou be made whole? Glory. Do you want it? Is what he's asking you. Do you really want to walk? Do you really want immediate transformation? Do you really want immediate change? Or do you want to just keep waiting until opportunity knocks, not knowing how long the interval between opportunity to opportunity will be? Do you just want to wait until it knocks again and hope that you will be ready, hope that you can make it there before someone else? Or do you understand that I am Christ? I come miracle for me. I am Christ. I am your healer. I am your provider. I am your way maker. I am Christ. What do you need? I am he which was and is to come. What do you need? I am Jesus. I am Jesus. Everything submits to me. Every person submits to me. Every circumstance, every situation, every incident, every addiction, every judge, every attorney, every banker, what is it? Every physician, what do you need? I am he. Glory. Wilt thou be made whole? He'll help you reach it today. He'll put you in the right place around the right people. He will help you reach it today. Glory. Woo! Our time is almost run. We got to go into prayer. Will you be made whole? You no longer have to just sit there and keep going back to the past, hoping and being envious of others and jealous of others and saying, why can she, but why can't I? Why can he, but why can't I? Today, glory, it's in your midst. It's in your grasp. You can reach it. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Oh, hallelujah. This is your day of victory. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give thy name the glory, the praise, the honor. Lord, we lift you up. You are our Lord of lords. You are our King of kings. You are Jesus, the bright and morning star. You are everything that we want, everything that we need. You embody, Father, the perfection of life, the righteousness of life, the victory and celebration of life, destiny and purpose. And so, Father, we honor you today. We honor you. We honor you. Everything we want, everything we like, it is in our reach, it's in our grasp. We choose to be made whole. We choose to be made whole. It is a conscious, authoritative decision that we will no longer live in the past. We will no longer settle for less. We'll no longer wait for opportunity to knock, because we understand we have within us the ability to bring opportunity into our presence. The right people, the right place, the right time, the right words, the right atmosphere. We speak it forth, we receive it forth, we will be made whole today. We will be made whole immediately today. Glory! We will do what is necessary. We'll listen to you. We will follow what you say, even if it sounds crazy. We'll do it because it's you in our midst. It's you in our presence saying, are you ready to be made whole immediately? We'll attend service. We will pray. We fast. We tithe. We'll give. We will spend quality time with you. We'll witness. We'll live right, Lord, not because we're looking for a quid pro quo of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, but because you're the best thing. Glory that could ever happen to us. Living in you, it is the best decision we could ever make, and I am a witness of that today. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to all of us. Now, Lord, we receive. We receive, we receive, we receive. Henceforth and forevermore, our wholeness. Amen. Come on and praise us. I got to give the altar call. Our time is run. But you don't stop praising them. Say, today, I am made whole. Say, today, I can reach it. Hallelujah. And just begin to speak out into the atmosphere whatever it is that you couldn't reach before. Speak it out and say, I can reach it in the name of Jesus. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am whole immediately. Say it again. Now, Lord, I confess that I am whole immediately. And now, Lord, I confess that I can reach it In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone just praise him. Come on and give him praise as I get ready to end with your task. Come on and magnify him. Wherever you are, this is celebration. This is victory. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. We are praising him. We're praising him. Remember, make sure you do not miss Daily Fire with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., or Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Text DF, the letters DF, to phone number 33222, so you'll be able to follow and get all of your the recordings and stay up to date. And make sure you come out to worship with me this Sunday at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami. We have service at 11, Sunday school at 9. We're having our men's day at 4. So if you can't come out to the morning service, come out and celebrate with our men. We have a great service going on. The address is 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33150, and it is on the home page of my website. So if you go to rossi.org, everything I said today is there for you, rawsi.org, and do not forget to go and make your donation to the ministry. All right, our topic for today: it's when you can see it but can't reach it. Your task for this entire weekend is to reach it now. You have it. I'll tell you, I'm about to go get something today. I have to tell you guys about it next week. Something I've been waiting on. This is my birthday month. And I've been claiming this thing. I'm reaching it today. All right. Your change is here. I'll see you Sunday with me at service and Monday morning on Daily Fire. Don't miss it. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.